There is no doubt that we are going through this historic moment. All this pandemic happening, all the wars, conflicts, and lately the world got attention to the death of Queen Elizabeth II. As we all witness all this significant event happening, it is really interesting to see this dynamic of grouping, dynamic of setting the side in this world. You know, grouping is happening all the time in our lives. Especially with this significant event happening, clearly the grouping people, group of people or group of countries appears on the surface. For example, when Queen Elizabeth II passed away, many countries grouped together to support the grieving country, to support the new king in England. While the other side of group of people or country totally ignored what's happening in Britain. That's the grouping. That's the grouping that we are facing, happening every day in our lives. Two elderly men had lunch together, one Chinese man and one Jewish man. Suddenly, without warning, the Jew got up, walked over to the Chinese fellow, and smashed him in the mouth. The Chinese man rubbed his jaw and asked, "What in the world did you do that for?" And the answer came back, "For Pearl Harbor." His response was totally astonished. "Pearl Harbor? I didn't have anything to do with Pearl Harbor." The Jew responded, "Chinese, Taiwanese, Vietnamese, Filipino, Korean, and Japanese, they are all the same to me." With that, both sat down again, and before too long, this Chinese man got up and walked over to the Jew and sent him a flying with a hard slap to the jaw. The Jew yelled out, "Why? What did you do that for?" The answer came back, "The Titanic." "Titanic? Why? I didn't have anything to do with the Titanic." The Chinese man replied, "Goldberg, Feinberg, Steinberg, Ladisburg, Iceberg, they are all the same to me." I was talking about, I was planning to talk about iceberg, and I found this joke, so I wanted to use it. According to the Wikipedia, iceberg is like this. An iceberg is a large piece of freshwater ice that has broken off from the glacier or ice shelf and is flowing in open water. That's what definition from Wikipedia. Many of us know about this iceberg. Interesting things, the fact about iceberg is that 1/9 of the volume of iceberg is above the surface. 1/9. Which means 8/9 portion is below the water. And this dynamic lead to our expression, what is this? Tip of the iceberg, right? Tip of the iceberg. implying that the problem or difficulty may be much greater than what is appear on the surface. You know, when we read the Bible, all the stories in the Bible, the dynamics of the reading the Bible, understanding of the Bible is pretty much the same. In the Bible, there is a huge, deep meaning under the surface. But many people focusing on this tip of the iceberg. But as we read the Bible stories, we need to see what's underneath of the surface. Because these underneath themes are probably the themes that we need in our daily lives. So, today I would like to talk about these underneath themes that we can find in the Bible about grouping. The grouping. Grouping happens all the time in our lives as well as in the Bible. The grouping is important because we need to figure out where we are belong to. Where we belong to. Do we belong to the group of God? Group with God? Or are we in the group that we created? Let me explain to you about grouping using some of the examples in the Bible. The first stories that you can find in the Bible is in the book of Genesis that God created Adam and Eve. But unfortunately, they disobeyed God's command. And because of this, their disobedience, Adam and Eve had to leave the Garden of Eden, where they were before. So they were before the Garden of Eden, and then they were, because of disobedience, they were out. Belong and out. Noah's Ark is the same thing. We all know, in the Ark, or outside of the Ark, in and out. In and out, I'm hungry. Okay, let's have lunch in and out today. Another good example we can find in the book of Joshua chapter 5, when Joshua faced the commander of the army of the Lord. Do you remember? Right before Jericho, Joshua met this commander of the army of the Lord. And Joshua didn't know who he was. So Joshua asked this question, "Are you for us or against us? Are you for us or against us?" Which means, are you with us or are you against us? In or out? One of the good examples that we can find in the New Testament. When Jesus was trying to wash the disciples' feet right before the cross. You know, the washing someone's feet is a servant's work. But Jesus, Rabbi, the Master, actually trying to set a good example to disciples. So he decided to wash the disciples' feet. But of course, Peter refused it. Peter bravely refused, and you cannot wash my feet. Then Jesus said this, John chapter 13, 8. Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." Do you hear? Unless I wash you, you have no part with me, which means if I did not wash your feet, and you and I are no longer in the same inner circle, same group, not belong. That's what Jesus said. Today's scripture, Luke chapter 15, is well-known story, parable, that we label as a prodigal son. In this parable, we also identify the group dynamics, grouping dynamics, sense of belonging. Many people think that the second son, I'm the second son out of three boys, the second son is the real prodigal son against his father's will. But when you read the parable story closely, in this parable, it's not about second son. It's about first son. You know, beginning of this chapter, Luke 15, the parable started because of the certain situation. In the beginning of chapter 15, it says like this: the Pharisees and the teachers of the law murdered this man, which means Jesus welcomed sinners and eat with them. Pharisees and teachers of the law complaining about Jesus being with sinners, eating with sinners. And then Jesus start talk about three parables: parable of lost sheep, parable of lost silver coin, and parable of prodigal son. Which means basically these three parables, Jesus wants to address which group? The Pharisees and teachers of the law, to explain why Jesus was so-called sinners with sinners. Why, on the other hand, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law need to reconsider where they were, where they belong to. This parable of prodigal son we named is about two sons who rejected the father's circle of grace. Two sons who rejected the group that they belong to. Both of them? You might ask. Yes, both of them. Because a parable is clearly telling the story about the second son, selfish and rejected son, that father's rejected father's circle of grace. But this parable clearly show this second son turn around. This second son repented, and this second son went back to the circle of grace of father. Even though he made a mistake, even though he did unthinkable things, but he turned around, repented, and circled back to the arms of his father. He did not expect that his father received him as son, but anyway, he heading out to his father. And his father welcomed him. So he went back to the circle. He went back to the place where he belonged, the circle of grace that his father created. What about the first son? This parable also tells story of the first son who also rejected the circle of grace that his father created. This first son rejected the circle of grace because he has this judgment against his brother. He has this judgment against his father. And he himself made a distance from the circle of grace that his father created. And this first son said to his father, verse 30, but when he's complaining, right? Verse 30 said, but when this son of yours came back. He didn't say, my brother came back. He said, this son of yours, your circle, that who devoured your asset with a prostitute, you killed a fatted calf for him. This son of yours. He did not want to accept the fact that their father, his father, accept his brother with a circle of grace, circle of love, and had a distance with the father, distance with father's love and grace. But the following verses, father corrected the first son, saying, this brother of yours. See, first son said, this son of yours, this second son is belong to you, not mine. But father corrected him, said, this brother of yours was dead and had come to life. He was lost and has been found. Do you see the grouping dynamics here? So in that sense, who is the prodigal son in this parable? Rejecting, wasting amazing grace of his father. Rejecting the circle of grace that father created. Rejecting the place where he is supposed to be, he belongs to, rejected. Who's the prodigal son here? My brothers and sisters in Christ, faith is not about bringing people into my circle. Faith is not about bringing people, making people my group. It's not about people joining the group of people that I thought I created. I thought me belonged to. Faith is about bringing people into God, the circle of grace that God created. God's territory, God's kingdom, the circle of love that God demonstrated. That's the faith. Faith is about bringing, including myself, going into the circle of grace, circle of love that God offered to us. That's what faith is about. Look at us in this world, living in this tremendous historical events happening. What are we focusing on right now? Where is your circle? Where is the circle I'm comfortable with? What about our church, Torrance First United Methodist Church? What's our circle? Is our circle belong to God? It's the same as the circle that God created for us? The circle that God created 100 years ago with the grace, with love, and God's purpose. Do we still have that circle in this place. So what should we do during this time of time, during this time and during in this place? Should we continue to create our own comfortable circle so that people are excluded from us? Or should we break down our barrier, our circle, trying to invite other people into circle of grace that God created, the God's kingdom that God prepared for us? As we pray, thy kingdom come, that means there's no my circle. There's no my kingdom. That's the big question mark we need to ask ourselves continually. Today's 9/11. We are remembering a very special day today. This tragedy we witnessed on live TV, with frustration, anger, fear, whatever the emotion you had before. All these emotions created pressure of our society, pressure of these politics. So you know what happened right after 9/11? Politicians quickly identify the enemy. Politicians quickly draw the circle, clear and bold circle of group, so that we can identify the enemy, try to release the pressure that they had. We all know these extremists did this tragedy, terrible things. But grouping, identifying enemy of this extremist is not big enough to release the pressure. So what they did was whole group of religion became the enemy and the target. Right after 9/11, people continually drawing the bold circle so that they could exclude, they could identify the enemy, so that they could release the pressure. That's what happened after 9/11. Nobody said anything about forgiveness. Circle of forgiveness that God created. Nobody say anything, not allowed to talk about forgiveness, the circle of forgiveness. Nobody even mentioned accepting and inviting to the circle of grace, circle of forgiveness, circle of love that God already created for us. We were quickly judged with our own group of circle, own group of people, identifying and excluded other people from our circle. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let's not make the same mistake. Let's not make the same mistake that this first son made. As Father continually invite him into the circle of God, Father's grace, this first son continue to refuse and reject the circle of grace, circle of love that he's belonged to. Let's not make that mistake. Rather, just like the second son whom we can follow, the second son that turned around, went back to the circle of grace. That's what we need to do, my brothers and sisters in Christ. God's grace, God's circle of grace and love already offered to us. God's circle of love is demonstrated to us. And God wants us to do the same to others. In John chapter 13, Gospel of John chapter 13, 34 and 35, we all know this. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Let us pray. Holy God, thank you for challenging us with the message today. It's really hard to break the barriers. God, it's really hard for us to erase all the circles that we created in our lives and join your circle of grace because of our judgment, because of all the things that happen in this world. God, help us to hear your voice. Help us to live out with the word that we received today. Help us to love one another. Help us to accept one another just as you loved us. You accept us. Empower us with your spirit. Because, God, we cannot do this by ourselves. Empower us with your spirit. As we go out to the world, strengthen us and guide us with your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.